CliffCentral.com.
All right. It is, Friday morning. It's the 10th of March. We've got David Gao with us. We've got Simpiwe Mtetwa. We've got the whole shooting match this morning and everything's going down. We also want to hear from you. You can call us 083-295-5769 if you want to give us a call. If you want to drop into the comments section, you can do that too. We want to hear from you. It's Friday. The weekend is here. Very nice. All right. So I want to ask Dave and Simpiwe, and you can join in on this if you want to. Apparently, Yeezys, which you know, the shoes, have gone up in value. They've become collector's items. So for anybody who thought like this was the end of the Kanye West saga, it's not going to end anytime soon. This shoe, which is on the screen right now, is apparently way more valuable than it was while they were still selling them through Adidas. 30% rise in price since the sportswear giant parted with Mr. West over his anti-Semitic comments last year. Adidas said they're unsure what to do with the £1 billion worth of shoes left in their association with West. It is amazing
they've
to
settled.
Hear.
I'm not
they've
surprised.
Settled for selling the stock for $500 million a few days
really?
Ago.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. A bit of a write-off. So, I don't know who gets how much money or who loses what. I don't know if Kanye gets something.
I heard they're going to they're going to actually make a deal with him in terms of bringing him back in some way.
I know they've, if you Google, they've definitely made some sort of a settlement for $500 million around whatever stock or shoes that were left and blah, blah, blah. But I don't think Kanye is just going to disappear and go away. You know, he might not be in the system anymore or be liked by, you know, whichever ruling powers or superpowers that he used to report to. But he's got enough resources. In fact, I think he must move to Africa.
Oh, right? He said he's coming to South Africa with his wife, his new wife.
He must move to South Africa, number one, because it doesn't matter how much money he has left. He'll be a billionaire when he gets here. That honestly doesn't matter how many dollars he has left. I think we're now at 18 rand, 14 or towards 19 rand against the dollar. And then he needs to just
buy the whole of Joburg.
Yeah. And remember, there's the 1.3 billion people in Africa. Probably 70% of them have no idea what Kanye said and why he's been canceled.
No, they don't care.
So know what I mean? So he needs advice and good people around him. That's one of the first things he needs
Someone here has asked something. Like Simpiwe said in passing, his new wife. Who's his new wife? How come I don't know about this?
It's been on the low. It's basically a chick that looks like Kim Kardashian. It's a copy and paste. It's a dupe of Kim Kardashian. And he's gotten married to this chick. We don't really know much about her, but it seems like she's keeping him at bay because he's not doing these crazy stuff. And he, like, even in an interview, he was just like, yeah, I'm going to move to South Africa with my new wife. And that's all he said. Like, literally. And then people are like, wait, you're moving to Africa? What's going on with Africa? And he was just like, yeah, like, that's where I want to be. That's where I'm going.
He first needs to pick a country because you can't also just get on a plane and say, I'm going to Africa. Yeah. It's not like a taxi. You know what I mean? That can, where do you drop me? Drop me in Ghana. But the taxi is actually going to Nigeria or Kenya, right? So he needs to actually first pick a country and decide where in Africa. Then some of us will tell him, you better take your own road if that's the country you're picking. At this year, we've got a road with potholes, but if you pick that one, take your own tank that you're going to be driving in that country. Stay in your bulletproof. So he needs to do some more research and say, okay, I found
listen to this.
I'm going to go to this country.
Gabrielle says she knows someone who trades these shoes. He buys them and sells them for a high price. He makes like 15,000 rand for one pair of Yeezys.
I'm not surprised.
It's a big business, this shoe thing. There's a shop in Rosebank, apparently, where sneakers are like 30,000 rand.
Yes, but the thing is, so I read like a week or two ago about like this phenomenon on like people buying celebrity clothing, and the whole thing is once they have like created this community. So with Kanye West, it's almost like it's either you agree with him or don't agree with him. And because people love him and he's been in the industry for so long, whatever he does, the diehards are always going to support him. So the fact that they were like, yeah, we're dropping him and we're done, it's just made people want his product or the Yeezys more. And then they also did like a study with like Beyonce and her Ivy Park with Adidas and why those, they had like expected like a $15 billion revenue and it's gone left. And that's because they feel like Beyonce is not like someone who's created this community where it's like, she's a superstar, she's a performer, but we don't know her personality. We don't know her thoughts on certain things. So people don't relate to that. And it's super expensive. So why are you buying something super expensive when you don't know? Beyonce is there and I can't reach her. I can't talk to her. Whereas Kanye West feels like he's one of the guys and you're like, ah, you know, even my boys say this crazy thing. I'm with him. I agree. I don't agree. Yeah. Let's support the boy.
But it's when you're at a certain level of fame and, you know, management that comes with it, where then they start even managing who you're dating. You know what I mean? Guys, don't comment on this. Just give back the $1 million to Gaddafi's people or to Libya. Walk away. Like, no comment from the artist. Yeah, she did whatever private part. Then that thing is gone, you know, taken care of, out of the media. So there's that shell that
levels.
Some people exist in this vacuum in this world that they live in. And then so, there's where you start talking, whether you're Kanye West or a Dave Chappelle, where you have to make your own comments or, you know, comment back on what joke you told, and now you're being accused of 1, 2, 3. So it can't just disappear and there's a small statement from your manager, you know. So there's the relationship between you and the fan type thing, or you and as a business and the industry. And some artists make those choices where I'm gonna come here, I sing, I change my dress after 2 songs, I sing again, I take 4 pictures, you tell us with who,
and then we're out. And this is, I mean, this is why you hear about these people going to places like Kazakhstan or whatever, and they will sing for this terrible dictator who's like, you know, his people are living in fear every day, but they'll go there, they'll take the money and they'll run. I don't know if that's, I don't really care what a comedian
I would do those, especially, I mean, in me as a comedian, even in the audience, I don't know who's there. I sell my tickets publicly, right?
Right. You don't care.
You Google my name or Blacks Only Comedy Show, you can buy a ticket. I'm not going to vet you. Equally, if you call me and says you're having a private party, how much do I charge? I rock up. I don't know who's coming to your party or your house. Some gigs I'll ask just from formalities, who's the CEO, board members, don't mention that. Don't talk about, hey, try and stay away from, you know, for those people that are out. But you said to me, yo, man, I'm having my 50th at my house, 40 guests, dinner table. Please come through, right? When I get there, I don't know who your friends are. I don't know if you're friends with the minister of
electricity or the governor.
Right? So equally, I think half the time, especially when people are at this, I mean, I don't know, in terms of managing your diary, etc. In most times, you get a call. You know you've got a gig at this place. There's a year end here. There's a thing here. You don't sit and literally read who's this one, who owns this, who's going there, where's the payment coming from. You literally just, you know, you. Some people don't even know. You know, I spent some time with Kevin at people when they were here. And one of the comedians, Joey Wallace, that I met, I was introduced by another friend in the States. And yeah, like, so what happened from Joburg? Now we go to Abu Dhabi and then there's... is it Dubai? Is it Abu Dhabi? So literally these people are on such autopilot. You finish this show, you're getting on a plane, you land in another country in the Middle East. You know there's maybe 3 shows. You know, they landed Wednesday, went to show in Cape Town. Thursday is asking me, are you coming to the show tonight? I'm like, but there's no show tonight. It's Thursday because I'm doing another thing with Nelson Mandela Foundation where Kevin Hart will be. And you're right. This show is Friday, right? And you know, then you got jet lag in the mix. But depending on your setup, you know, how you manage yourself or how your business or you as an entity are managed, then you're either doing a shoe with Adidas, but you really love Nike or Batu, if it was up to you. But the money is talking.
The audience don't care, really. I mean, the people who say they care, they don't care enough. And here's the problem. is like when Michael Jackson was doing terrible things to children, right? I was still listening to his music and I still love his music. I don't approve of the way he behaves in his private time. And I don't know what the dictator of Kazakhstan is doing. But if he asks me to come and emcee his daughter's wedding, I'm there. You know what I mean?
I'll come with you.
By the way, the people who say they have a problem with that, they have a problem. They'll find a problem with everything.
With anything.
Eventually, they'll have no one to entertain them. They'll have no one to listen to, no music to dance to. It'll be a problem after a problem. Who the hell are you that you're so morally virtuous that you never deal with anybody who's shitty? Ever. I mean, that's ridiculous.
And for me, my thing is between who's getting rehabilitated, who's trying to change their lives, why are you doing this, you know? Because some people have learned their lessons. Someone put a thing in a WhatsApp group of about 4 or 5, I think, serial killers, rapists, yada, yada. They've almost done like 25 years and they're due to like a parole hearing. Right? And I was like, send them to a shooting squad or a firing squad because there are other people that in society, we've already paid their food and accommodation for 25 years, these people. Exactly. 3 million a day. They can get the best education while they're there. But there are people, Garrett, there's no way those people are going to go back to society and be like, oh no, I no longer eat people. or they dump them in the river. Oh no, I slipped. I slipped there, but I'm okay now.
Then
you put a student who NAFSA's put money in their account by mistake. And within a few months, she's already convicted. She's already sentenced. But you got people that are on trial for spending billions that are still on trial.
It doesn't seem right.
Anything's wrong, man.
So Simpiwe's found, we're talking about products like the Yeezys, but Simpiwe found a pair of automated ear cleaning headphones. Listen to this. So I'll show you a picture of them. Dave thinks this is ridiculous. So you put these things on and they will actually clean your ears at the same time.
Do you guys want to take a guess on how long it will take for your ears to get clean? Just a quick guess.
30 seconds.
Close. 35 seconds. So you put this on, and then there's
water in them and whistle them.
You don't do anything. All you do is put it on. And then you start the machine and it will kind of like put some water in there. And then there'll be some suction to get the earwax out. And within 35 seconds, your ears are clean. And this particular headphones, they're kind of new in the market. So it will set you back about like $2,700 to get. Sure. And then they're disposable. So after you're done, get rid of them and boom, shak, boom, your ears are clean in 35 seconds. What are you guys doing?
It's about 48,000 rand for this pair of disposable headphones. I'm sorry.
They're disposable. Ridiculous.
Yes. No. That's very important.
For a second, I consider them. I see an ENT maybe every 2 months. For a second, I considered them, but not disposable. I can keep them away for like a month and dump them. Or
what does it cost you to go to the
up, come pick up?
How much is an ear, nose, and throat specialist appointment? It's what, you know, maybe 1,000, maybe 2,000 rand.
1,005. Right. If it's your first time and et cetera. Et cetera.
As compared with what, 48,600 rand? No, not a chance.
Disposable,
sorry.
I mean, come on. You know what I mean? They had me going until the disposable part. Look, we might as well start making pap smear giving panties.
Oh.
And I hope there's no woke auntie thing that I shouldn't have mentioned.
Well, I think we are close. So like I also saw it's new trends that are happening and I'm just like, what the hell is going on to the world? So Gareth, we all know like BBLs, right? That's a thing.
The bum thing?
Yeah, the Brazilian butt lift, right? Okay. We all know about it. People are doing it. One of the most dangerous surgeries out there. Women are now getting a BB glow. So it's a semi-permanent foundation on their faces. This is a procedure that they do. And basically, the makeup doesn't come off for like 4 months. So it's like this like layer of foundation. So if I meet you tonight, Gareth, and we go home, I don't need to worry about taking off like this makeup because it's semi-permanent. And that's what ladies are doing. To kind of always have that glow 24/7.
That sounds like it's too good to be true, because there's got to be like some bad side to this. There's always a side effect. Nothing is for free.
So if you think of a permanent or like a temporary tattoo, and it's possible that
then, but your skin needs to breathe.
But that's the thing. You know that. But then there are people that have found or will find this product. Oh my God, this is exactly what I've been looking for. Because I had the other one, but the makeup only lasts like 4 days. But wow, this one, 4 months, you say. Like, this is definitely the one. There's always someone to buy. It doesn't matter what you're making. There's always someone who will buy that thing, or willing to buy that thing and spend the money on that thing. It's crazy.
Disposable ear cleaning headphones. I mean, it's ridiculous. Somebody said, though, that is one sure way to make absolutely certain no one's going to steal your headphones, because they've got those little things that go, that's pretty, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't steal anybody's headphones, because especially earphones, because that's gross, man. You don't know what they've got, cockroaches in there and God alone knows what.
Also, I judge people that don't clean their earphones, because I'm like, what's wrong with you? Like, that thing is right in the ear and you're listening to music or podcasts and you don't clean. And they're like, oh, I've never cleaned them. I'm judging you. I'm like, you are gross.
No, it's crazy where the world has gone. You know, social media, I call social media the best and the worst thing that's ever happened to us.
I agree.
It either works for you, like you use it. I go post my shows, I'm out, might comment, answer some questions, fun tweets now and then. But I can't allow myself to be consumed by this thing. You know, it's like money. Money either works for you and makes your life better, easier, or if you don't know what you're doing with that money, it's going to deal with you, right? So you'll have so much money and then you find yourself in so much debt, but you actually had so much money. So it's either you have this and you know exactly how you're gonna use whatever it is that you have. So you've got people who have their 500,000 followers and then it's just half naked pictures every day, everywhere. And you're like, what does this person do? You know? And you have 150,000 followers and then the brand manager person picks the other person. So you're competing with that person for a job. For the same job, you know, post stuff, talk about the product, yada, yada, yada. How many people do you know that you've seen on social media? And you're like, what does this person do? How many followers? Who is this person? You know, and you have no clue, but you look at their Instagram profile. As soon as you see bookings, Gareth, you must know. If you thought you were on a date and you met a nice girl and you ended up having such a wild night, you better also start logging into your business banking app.
So this is so funny, Dave. I actually messaged a girl who I've known for a long time and I got this automated response of like, hi, whatever her name is not available at the moment, but we will get back to you. I'm like, oh, okay. We got something going on here. So I'm waiting for her to call back and I'm going to find out what the story is. Hey, good morning. What's up? You're on the air. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Load shedding, Baba. Load shedding.
That was a problem. Load shedding.
I think it's SARS. They're after us, Dave.
Load shedding during pocket dial during load shedding.
So I don't know what to make of this message, but I'm going to look it up here. It says, thank you for contacting, and then her name, right? Please let us know how we can help you.
So this is a business account. Yeah. Like,
I thought this was her private number. I'm serious. Yeah. So, I'm very interested to find out what's going on there. So I'll wait for her to call me back.
I'm going to Blacks Only Comedy Show 25th March, Empress Palace. I was thinking of staying there, booking a room. Are you keen? Are you keen? And then wait for the next. and by the way, you'll have to sign an NDA. Are you keen?
You know, they,
and then wait for the next.
There are more and more people and businesses using these automated response things where you got AI that replies to a message. You know, like for example, there are insurance companies that use it. So you'll message the insurance company and say, was in an accident. And then they'll reply, I'm so sorry to hear that. Please send us your policy number. Then you send the policy number. It goes, an agent will be in contact with you soon or whatever, but you know, it's a machine that's doing this stuff. I wonder how long it'll be before the machines are so good at that stuff that we don't know whether we're talking to a human being or not. And when that happens, whether some lonely, sad guy who lives in a basement is going to start falling in love with these machines. I mean, it's already happening, right? It's already happening. You got these guys
who break up. When they break up, they just switch on the internet, switch off the internet.
Oh, during the fight, you're annoying me.
When they're fighting.
Airplane mode now.
These guys who fall in love with like a sex doll or whatever. You've seen these stories, right? It actually happens.
It's crazy. Like,
why haven't you seen me? You haven't spoken to me in a week.
Yeah, the fiber was down. It was construction down the road. They cut the fiber. Yeah, sorry. I'm very sorry, but they say the power is back up now. So it's,
can you imagine, man, if the sex doll spoke like that?
I use Siri a lot. You know, I'll go somewhere and be like, Siri, tell my wife I arrived safely. Right? And it will type, I arrive safely. So don't want to say, please tell my wife. It will just say, because you have to literally start the relationship, and then it kind of gets to start knowing you, right? Send an email to Ryan at Cliff Central. Opens email. What do you want to say in the email?
This is next level.
I use it.
Yeah, I thought I was quite advanced with my tech savviness, but like, I'm not at that point where I'm just like, yo, Gareth, Siri, how you doing?
You go and just find me pictures of wine in my gallery. Yeah. It goes into my photos. It shows me all the pictures of wines or cars or whatever, right? But you need to train it almost. So in America, I mean, obviously internet and availability is so advanced and it's high speed. So you do this and then you get to a point where now your phone or Siri starts going, maybe your alarm clock goes off at 5:30. Then Siri goes, should I order your coffee for you? Yes. Will it be the usual? Starbucks, yada, yada, frappuccino, yada, yada, cuppa. Okay.
It's going to happen, man.
And then it goes in the thing, and then it gets your, but because then the technology and the internet availability is, you know, it's so much better and a bit advanced than where we're sitting now. And so it then becomes your, you know,
but you actually, your phone knows because you use it a lot. So it gets better at understanding you, right?
Exactly. Cause it's literally like creating a relationship. I tried ChatGPT or ChatGPT whatever for the first time. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't know if I asked, do you know any South African comedians or whatever? And it listed five and I wasn't in the thing. And I'm like, do you know? Not really, because I was interested in the technology. Mm-hmm. Do you know? I'm asking, do you know David Gao? Oh yeah, he's also this, that, he's done this, he's created that, yada, 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 yada. Then I type, I am David Gao. And it goes, oh wow, I would like to know more about David Gao. If there's anything else you want to tell me, please. I'll show you the conversation on my phone. That's hopefully I still have the site. That is nuts, bro.
What did you decide to tell ChatGPT about you?
I said, I'll talk to you another time. I'll make time. And then
look at you being all mysterious and stuff.
It's insane. It's like, but the thing is, we don't know. We don't learn. We don't read, you know? That's why we think if we don't vote for that party, they're going to cut off our grants. And there's so much available on the internet. Yeah. You know, it's crazy. There's actually so much available on the internet.
So with ChatGPT, I recently also saw that, you know, Turnitin for students, they've now been able to detect if people have used ChatGPT to write their assignments and whatnot, which was really like, what? Because when it arrived, they're like, oh, you can just go on there now, let it write your entire assignment and boom, shaka, boom. And now you can't really use that in educational settings, which I think is really great. So that's also just been like how quick like the AI systems are picking up on each other to be like, okay, you use ChatGPT to write this assignment, so we can't fully accept it.
No, there's people who have apparently been doing that with their MBAs or theses, or literally I can say I'm doing an MBA on South African culture. It must be 30 pages, or I need to submit a thesis, which must be 20 pages. And then this thing will write the thesis for you. But then I think then the technologies now they're starting to augment so that you can now come and ask this thing to do your, you know, your master's for you or submit your thesis for you.
Well,
or then there'll be whatever checks put in place.
We had a guest in Dion Chang. He was in on Tuesday with Lebang and I, and we were talking about exactly this. And he said that they've now developed programs that can check if someone is using that, as Simpiwe said. So like as everybody worries about the worst case scenario for these things, but then someone develops something that fixes the problem. And I think this is what, by the way, I think this is the only solution to all these things like climate change that everybody's going on about is we will come up with a technological solution to this stuff. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. Someone will find a way pulling carbon out of the air and of making the air better, making sure that everybody and the plants and the animals and everything thrives. We're going to make the world better, not worse. Technology will help us. I'm telling you.
And for me, these are the advantages that the more we can read or do for ourselves. So let's take a simple thing like WhatsApp. You know, some of us are on WhatsApp with our ward councillors.
Mm-hmm.
And we have even things that are not helpful. You know, hey, guys, there's construction on Allendale. This company has cut people's electricity cables 9 times now. Eskom is going to send them a fine. There's ETA. Yada. So it's not even like a hair problem or a government problem. But you can talk to her about everything immediately. She's available, right? And I asked one of my politician people or friends that I know, I'm like, where do you live? Do you know the local ANC councillor? And I said, what are councillors actually supposed to do? It's like this, right, that. But the people don't know, Gareth. People don't know. They can go to a councillor's house and say, why is the street light not working? Just those basics. Most people, especially in the townships, don't know. So you got a person who's a councillor, then you see a poster every 4 years during elections, and you're like, I didn't know you were a member or the what representative for this party. Yeah. I've known you for 4 years.
You know, you don't even get to
bump each other at drinking spots and yada yada or car washes. I had no clue. You've never asked me, is everything fine? What do you think of the new garden that we put at the robot? You know? But we don't know. But there's so much available and so much information.
This is what technology does for us. And I think it's amazing. By the way, a lot of people are asking in the comments, have you seen Chris Rock's new special and what do you think of it? Because I haven't seen it yet and I will take
your advice. There's a bit of outrage from some people with the special. Especially, I don't know, I haven't watched it either, but there's a part where he kind of talks about was it the Oscars or Grammys where he got the slap from Will Smith? And he basically didn't bring up Will Smith and they're having like a huge issue that he basically was like, Jada this, Jada that. Like, why is he pinning this on a black woman? He brought Meghan Markle and then they're like, what's up with him? And just like shaming black women.
Yeah.
And that's kind of been the outrage
It doesn't matter what he said. They still complain. It doesn't matter how he would have told what joke. There'll still be someone going to complain. And this is where, Gareth, if I go to a concert with a Kat Darren concert, and I come back and I say the DJ before Kat came on never played a single Amapiano song, he's racist. Maybe I shouldn't have gone to that show. Maybe.
All right. Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't have gone to that show. Right.
Yeah. I mean,
in stand-up comedy, you choose this comedian.
But what kind of person? What kind of person thinks that the whole show and the whole world has to be about them the whole time? Like, what person goes through the world expecting everybody to cater to their wants, their desires, their outrages, their likes and dislikes? It's just the most incredibly arrogant thing in the world.
The most comment you can make about a comedy show, a stand-up comedian, is, I didn't like that joke. I don't think it was funny. Yes. I like the show, but I only watched half. I don't know if I'm going to finish it. No, I like the setup, but the punchline, I thought he's going to go this way, but he went that way. Mm-hmm. I think it was funnier or he should have cut it here because that's when there was a big applause and then he still tried to extend the joke and then it starts falling.
Don't do that.
Nah, he wasn't funny. Nah, extremely. How do I now go? Yeah, I see the joke David Gow did about potholes. And I don't think you must talk like that about potholes, because potholes are people too. And they have feelings.
Well, we live in that era.
Because you come from the organization of potholes, representative of South Africa.
Yeah, exactly.
That are making sure potholes are not abused. And this is a job they've taken upon themselves. They've raised money.
Yo, good morning. Feeding
kids in a school somewhere. They've raised money too.
What's up?
Hi, it's Yonder here speaking. How are you guys?
Oh, Yonder from Cape Town. Go ahead.
Yes, you're from Cape Town. Oh, good. I've actually watched the Chris Rock special, actually, funny enough, it's actually about outrage, and funny enough, people get outrage. It's actually quite good. He does mention Will Smith quite explicitly, actually, toward the end of the show, so actually people need to watch it. He goes on, actually, even on Meghan Markle as well, on how she didn't do actually research about the royal family. They actually invented racism, and how he thinks that they won't be racist.
Well, I mean, I've only seen little clips of this, but yeah, I mean, Yonder, thanks for the call.
Make time.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, make time to watch the special, because it's a comedy show. If you go watch Jim Jeffries, but because the other woke one who saw Chris Rock only knows Meghan Markle. If you go watch Jim Jeffries, who's the girl with the environment thing, the 13 or 12 year olds? He's going to Davos.
Greta Thunberg,
right? If you go and listen to what that guy says about Greta Thunberg, then you're going to have another person complaining about how can you say this about an 18-year-old? But he literally is like, I've been waiting to tell this joke because she was 13, and I thought, okay, maybe I can. Now she's 16 or 18. Here we go. Then he goes into Thunberg. Right.
It's like I've been waiting.
But you chose to watch Jim Jeffries. So if you've watched Chris Rock specials the past three or four over the past 30 years, you watch that special, it's Chris Rock. And Chris Rock is back. He's got another special. And if he didn't hold back 20 years ago and went in on this topic, he's now doing... If he went in on that person and that celebrity at that time... He's now going in on what happened with this one, what these ones did. And that's what he's commenting on. That's what the jokes are based on, you know. So my jokes are based on what people know or what I read, right? So I can't go and make up a joke about Meghan Markle. But I can make up a joke about Meghan Markle marrying Prince Harry. And I said, at the time, I said, it's the first time in my life I actually saw a proper white wedding. Not this black people and going in a tent. And I'm like, there were a million people at that wedding and there wasn't a single tent. That was a proper white wedding. Not us here with our white weddings and there's a tent and disposable toilets outside. And then there's still the traditional wedding. But we call the other one the white wedding. I'm like, this is a proper white wedding. Right, but I can't tell that joke. And if they didn't have a million people at their wedding all over London or around the palace or whatever, where they were, so they first had to get married, and specifically the hot chick from Suits.
Suits, exactly.
Is now marrying a prince, you know, ginger head, whatever. I don't know if it's okay to call people ginger.
Yes, you can.
You know, the guy who used to smoke weed in Lesotho, you know, planting some cabbages with the locals. Almost every year, actually, he does that, right? And those are facts.
Dude, listen, somebody says here their favorite David Gow joke is when you say, black person screaming, oh, I almost got drowned. I almost got drowned. So people remember shit, huh? Like you probably didn't remember that.
And what's crazy, I mean, over 25 years, I've told so many jokes. I've forgotten some jokes, but if you come and say, oh no, do you remember this joke about, oh, you get off stage and someone says, yeah, but you didn't do the one about the politician, what is the time? And I'm like, yo, you remember that joke from this year, that show? And I'm like, I don't even remember.
But it's like, I bump into people sometimes and they're like, oh, I remember in 2005, you said this thing about this person. I go, I don't remember that. I'm pretty sure I didn't say that, but they, in their heads, they have a full idea of exactly what you said. And they are still holding you responsible for that, whether it's good or bad or funny or not funny. And you just have to own it, I suppose. So listen, one other quick thing. Simpiwe likes to play this game with us. And I think this is a ridiculous thing. So I've actually got a book. This arrived for me this week. It's called Would You Rather. So Simpiwe, you're going to love this.
Please.
Bring it in. So listen to this.
Would you rather?
Would you rather? Yeah. Would you rather go up? Who would you rather go up in a fist fight to the death? Dwayne the Rock Johnson or Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Buffy.
Buffy, obviously.
The Rock.
Yeah. Going in a fist fight with a rock.
Yeah.
It's not a fist fight. It's a fisting for him. He's just going to fist you. You're not going to be in a fight. Yeah.
Would you rather be in a fight? All right, listen to this. Would you rather be a multimillionaire and never have sex again, or have sex with your ultimate crush right this second, but you never earn more than 20K a year?
I'm about the money. Yo, let's go. Let's live soft.
I'll take the billion.
There's toys. No, like money.
Sex and kiss my ass. I'll find. I will develop an underwear that has sex with me. With that billionaire.
What's your one?
It's easy. Let's go with the money, Chief. Like, I'm not trying to live a life of struggle.
What's your question? Would you rather?
Oh, yes. My would you rather is laugh unconditionally, uncontrollably every time you see someone naked for the first time, or fall in love immediately with every person you see naked.
I'll laugh uncontrollably forever. I'll just be
every time someone gets naked around you, just start laughing.
If you fall in love with people and then you're at the 20th March, Julius Malema shut down, there's like a million EFF members you're going to fall in love with. You're going to have a problem.
Listen, Dave, I know you have to go. Dave's got the show that he wants to plug quickly before he leaves, and that is the Blacks Only Comedy show. It is on the 25th. You've got to get along to Emperor's Palace. Where do we get our tickets?
Tickets are at CompuTicket. There's a link in all my bios on my profiles. David Gao one on Twitter, awesome. David Gao on Instagram, David Gao Comedian, TikTok, Facebook, blah, blah, blah. Fantastic lineup. First show of 2023 after 19 years of Black Song League.
Amazing.
We did the Dome in 2018, 10,000 people, and now it's a car dealership.
You see?
So maybe they must come, because the next time they go to it might be a townhouse complex. So come to this show, 25th March, Empress Palace. And by the way, I'm giving away a generator. I'm giving away an inverter.
There's prizes. And it's important ones.
And I'm giving away power banks as well.
Oh, that's great.
The Black Song is State of Disaster. Because we always theme Black Song is according to what's happening around that time in the country.
I love that. All right, you're giving away a generator. Listen, if you aren't going to go for the comedy, go for the generator. I mean, that's a good reason to go.
It's very important. That thing is very important.
Sorry, Chief. You've had 5 comedians. When are you giving away the generator? Because please, I've got load shedding at 10. It's already got up to 10. I was hoping that you're giving away this thing at the beginning of the show at 8
p.m. So that they can leave.
Please, my brother, please. Can we skip this comedian and just do it? And you know, literally, I'll be like, everybody, look under your seat. You get an inverter. I'm even thinking of giving away a kilometer of cable. You rock up at Gautrain, there's a cable theft issue. You put your own cable, the Gautrain goes where you want, and then you take your cable with you.
A man of solutions.
You said we must be solution based. I'm being very intentional about that. Dude. I didn't say it will be all together, the cable. It might be 1 meter, 1 meter, 1 meter, 1 meter, 1 meter, 1 meter, 1 meter. But I am giving away a kilometer of cable.
Oh my God. Well. Listen,
8 p.m. show starts. Please don't be late.
He's the best.
And, and I'll ask who's from the Cliff Central show. Then I will personally give you something, a power bank that's going to last for like a month. And then after that, your phone starts charging the power bank.
Oh, what?
At least I'm telling you now. At least I'm telling you now.
Dude, I love having you on the show. Thank you so much, Dave. It's so good to see you.
Thank you so much.
I'm very glad that you weren't eaten by the lion when you went hiking for the first time last week.
I'm very curious to go back and just to see what happens.
Dude. All right.
Maybe the lion is looking for someone or something.
Mm-mm. Someone particular.
It's probably vegan, so there might be one or two human beings that they know. Oh, this one goes hiking, only eats vegetables, doesn't drink sugar. Perfect. You know when the lion comes into Hanok's and it's like, hey, sorry. No, sorry, she's saying, look, sorry, can I please pass? And then it comes straight to you. You are vegan, right?
Rachel says, we need a special from you, David. We miss you. So there's a
I'm going to work on one. Awesome. And awesome. And definitely, I'm probably at my funniest in the past three,
four years. Dude, you are. You're so good. Okay. And so relaxed. All right. We love you, Dave. Thank you, man.
Thank you so much for having me. This was fun. This was awesome. But let's diarize a few more, Friday.
You know, diarize.
Hey. Coming to studio. No, we have to. Look, Wednesdays are very tricky. I play golf. Sundays, I play golf. Friday, there might be a golf day. So Friday, at least I can go from here straight to teeing off. Golf day, tee off, start a bit late. But all other days, we can work something out.
I love it. All right, Dave. Thanks, man.
Thank you so much. Right. Thanks for having me. Thank you, Superior. Thanks, Ryan. And I'll see you guys at the show.
Yes.
Thank you, Dave. David Gao, everybody. What a guy. Absolute G. All right. So, Simpira, you want some more Would You Rathers?
Yes, please. Let's go.
All right. Okay. Let's go to, I'm going to choose a random category here because this book's full of good ones. Okay. Would you rather have no teeth or have the name Colleen tattooed across your neck?
That's a horrible one.
Have
it's Colleen, so bad.
Colleen or have no teeth.
I think I'd have to go with the Colleen because then I can put some foundation on it and cover it up. The no teeth. Now I'm you guys know. I love laughing. I like showing my teeth. I would not be okay. That no.
Okay. All right. Would you rather jump into a lake of crocodiles or call Vladimir Putin a stupid twat to his face?
Yo, that man, so he can deal with me right there and there. That man is not even, he's not even scared of bears. Yo, I've seen some of the things he's gone after. No, crocodiles, chief, I might survive.
Putin, love this.
He's dangerous. Woo.
All right. Would you rather have dusty Dorito fingers all the time? In other words, all your life from now on, you're going to have Dorito fingers. Or you're never able to wash your hands again after having a sticky orange.
Ah, no. Oh, that's...
I'd find a way around the sticky orange. I'm telling you, I'd like jump in a swimming pool or something. You're technically not washing your hands, but you can get that sticky orange off. God, I hate having sticky hands. Yo, it's the worst.
And then, like, you have to type and then you have to touch your phone and then it's the clothing. So before you know it, your entire body is sticky. And then the Dorito hands is just gross. Like, you just, nah, let's go with the sticky oranges.
All right, here's a good one. Would you rather eat a burger that you know has a big pool of saliva in it or finish a rotten apple?
So because this is what I live by, The tastiest food always comes from the most dodgiest places with like questionable hygiene. That's when you know it's going to slap. So let's go with the burger.
With saliva.
You know, I know it's going to taste good.
anytime I hear saliva, I just think of Nkosa Sanatlam in his room going, and when people put saliva on the paper. Remember? I missed that song. Jesus. Right. Would you rather have to would you rather have to shit out a Subway footlong sandwich? Or that's this long and this thick. Or have to throw up 20 McDonald's nuggets. Horrendous. Hey, you started this. You started it.
I just had one question. It was just one question.
Well,
I would rather that one. Let's go, because I don't know when that's going to take place with the foot long thing. Let's go with the McDonald's.
This long. I mean, a foot long sandwich and as thick as a Coke can.
Yeah, and it might block up some things and I don't know where I'd be. So, to avoid embarrassment and everyone knowing that I was in the toilet.
Yeah. Good point, well put. All right. Here's a much more, this is a much more sensible, rational, reasonable one, but you've got to think about it carefully because both are horrible, right? Would you rather stub your toe 200 times? You know how sore that is. Or get 200 paper cuts?
They're just as bad. Like the paper cuts,
Right. Which one is worse?
I would go with the paper cuts because it's a lot, 200, but they're small as opposed to the paper cuts.
There are some horrible.
I think I can tolerate that pain. Paper cuts.
Wow, there's some hectic ones here. Would you rather have a permanently sandy ass crack or have a stone in your shoe that you can never take out?
Oh no, that's the worst. Now I'm annoyed at people for nothing. Like you can't, and you don't know. No, let's go with the shady ass. Y'all don't see it.
He's so scrunchy. Oh my God. All right. Last one, because we got to wrap this up. Would you rather never have access to YouTube ever again or be able to keep your YouTube on condition that you post an embarrassing status every day?
That embarrassing, guys. I love YouTube, so I'm doing the embarrassing status because I've learned a lot. I've learned some life lessons thanks to YouTube.
Sorry. So. I'm losing YouTube. That's not even a contest. I'm losing YouTube, and I think I'd rather get the paper cuts than the stubbing of the toe.
Jesus. And it's just going to look black after some time. Guys, I'm very much about my appearance. Whereas the paper cuts, they're small, different places in the body. I'd like to think you can overcome that.
Hectic stuff. Everybody wants to know where George is, says Ryan, the producer. Maybe let them know that he'll be on next week. Well, there we go, Ryan. George is not here with us this week, but he will be back next week. And that is it from me and Simpiwe. I hope you have an awesome Friday, everybody. We will see you on Monday, bright and early at 6 a.m. Don't forget, hey, there's a public holiday coming up this month. So remember the 21st. It's not this coming week, but it's the week after on the Tuesday is the 21st. So that is a public
holiday.
So put that in your diary. I know. Horrible, huh? I know. What do you do with that? What do you do with it? What happens to the Monday? It's so stupid. I wish I could just put it next to a weekend. Really? All right, everybody. Have a happy day. We'll see you on Monday. Cheers. Bye-bye. CliffCentral.com